WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
The flats, slopes, and riverfront on Pittsburgh's south side are all part of what gives the neighborhood its distinctive feel. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook has more on a group of volunteers working to make the community a cleaner, safer, and more vibrant place to work and live.
Whether it's the middle of the day or the middle of the night, the South Side is bustling with activity in and around its coffee shops, bars, shops, and restaurants. The South Side Community Council is a volunteer group that acts as the glue that holds together homeowners, businesses, and advocates for the neighborhood's residents.
It helps us better understand what's happening here on the South Side as it relates to parking, as it relates to crime, as it relates to Carson Street activity. It's an opportunity for residents to come to speak about some of the issues that they've had difficulty having remedied.
Barbara Rudiak, president of the Southside Community Council, says she and other board members engage community members about problems in the area, then form strategic plans to address them.
One in particular, parking is a significant issue on the South Side. And many residents will be upset if a car is parked in front of a fire hydrant or somewhere that is dangerous when you're thinking about fire trucks getting by or emergency vehicles.
In addition to planning for the South Side's future, Rudiak says it's also important to preserve the neighborhood's past, which the council has set out to do with a recorded oral history series called Southside Voices.
With every passing day, we lose history told by the people who have lived it. And what we did, we started to do last year, was record the stories of residents. And within those stories, we heard a lot about the churches they may have gone to or the family experiences. But it gave us an opportunity to capture some of our history, and it's something that we'll continue doing.
In the 40s, 50s, 60s, community was created organically by the ethnic group that you were born into and how that group interacted with all the other ethnic groups down here.
Board member Frank Vitale.
But when the mills closed in the late 70s, early 80s, all that went away. And so what I see the community council doing in an unspoken way is creating community, but also the very fact that you are bringing people together.
Vitale says bringing residents closer together and building positive relationships is one of the council's overarching goals.
People who wouldn't necessarily know each other or would have met each other down here now are friends.
Barbara Rudiak says the work of the Southside Community Council, the beautification of parks and streets, the upkeep of homes and businesses is never ending. But the reward of a closer community is well worth the work.
As we continue with the work of the Community Council, we want you to be safe and have a good quality of life.
I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.